Hello, Swathers. This is Mrs. Lafferty, and I would like to welcome you to the very first episode of the HES Character Crew Podcast. The goal of this podcast is to do a recap of our character word of the month and give encouragement to our listeners to keep pursuing the pillars. The first thing I'd like to do today is let my co-hosts introduce themselves. They are each going to say their name and demonstrate a really easy temperature check that you can do with yourself, your friends, or your family at home. This one is called Mad, Sad, Glad, Afraid. Ellie, let's start with you.
Hi, I'm Ellie, and I am glad because I'm going to be famous.
Hi, I'm Jack, and I'm glad because we're going to Wednesday night at our church tonight.
I'm Trinity, and I am glad because I get to go to Raise the Bar. My mom works there.
I'm Izzy, and I am glad and afraid because I'm on this podcast.
Hi, my name is Max, and I am afraid because I'm recording a podcast for the entire school.
Hi, I'm Cannon, and I'm afraid and glad because I'm terrified to record a podcast, but I'm happy that I'm doing it.
All right, now you have met all of my co-hosts for today. I'm going to start with our first segment, which we are going to call
Purposeful Pillars.
Let's take a second to review the definition of responsibility. Okay, everybody, here we go.
To take action and understand how our choices affect others, ourselves, and the world.
So let's take a little bit to talk about how we've been seeing responsibility here at Heston Elementary. We're going to go around the table, and I'm going to give everyone a chance to say how you have been seeing responsibility. Let's start with Izzy. Why don't you go first?
When Mrs. Doppel is in the office and she does so much to plan our days at school.
Mm-hmm. She is very responsible, isn't she? Hey, Trinity, let's hear from you.
The nurse Tammy, for taking care of us and the school.
She has a big responsibility too. Right. All right, Jack.
My name is Jack, and I see responsibility at HES by Miss Jocelyn putting paper towels in the paper towel dispenser when they needed to be put in.
Exactly, that's right. Okay, Ellie.
I've seen responsibility by the cooks who make such good food and remember to do it every day.
Yeah, every day, that's right. Okay, Cannon, how have you been seeing responsibility?
I see people do their jobs amazing in the classrooms, like they pick up what has fallen on the floor or dirty stuff and around the school while people do their jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is showing responsibility, isn't it?
Hey, I see Max. Responsibility by, like, Mrs. Funk being able to plan the whole music program and just be able to teach all the songs and speaking parts.
Ah, yes, that takes a lot of responsibility also. All right, everybody, thanks so much for your thoughts. Our next segment, we're going to look at a quote, and I'm going to have Cannon read this quote for all of our listeners.
In the long run, we shape our lives, and we shape ourselves. And the choices we make are ultimately our own responsibility, by Eleanor Roosevelt.
Let's take some time and talk about what this quote means. All right, let's see what our co-hosts have to say. Max, why don't you go first?
I think this quote means that all the choices we make are our own responsibility, and that if we make a bad choice and it affects others negatively, it is our own fault and we can't blame it on someone else.
Thanks so much for your thoughts. Jack, will you share your thoughts next?
You choose what you do, like, you choose what you say and stuff, because if that's not, well, if you don't do something correctly, you can't blame it on anybody else. Because it's your responsibility to take care of yourself. Like, you can't stay with your parents your whole life, because that's not really showing responsibility. Because
right.
They do your dirty clothes and make your food for you. But when you can do all that stuff and take care of a house, then you would probably...
You'd be responsible then, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Right, excellent. Ellie, what do you think it means?
I think it means we can shape our lives in the way we want, and we are responsible for it.
Aha. Izzy, what do you have to add to that?
You shape yourself into the choices you make.
Yes. Trinity, let's have you wrap this up for us.
That you need to shape and mold yourself to be responsible.
Okay. Who did we miss?
Cannon.
Did we get everybody's thoughts?
Cannon.
Cannon. Let's hear your thoughts.
Take your time to choose what you want to do, because in the long run, it's definitely going to be your choice.
So true. Thank you, everybody, for your wisdom and insight about that quote today. At the end of every podcast, we are going to challenge you, all you listeners out there, to a character dare. This is something that you can do to show responsibility that might take a few extra muscles. So, Izzy, would you like to tell us about the responsibility character dare?
Responsibility character dare is called responsibility in action. We can demonstrate responsibility by doing more than is expected. As a family, brainstorm tests that can be completed at home that are not a part of everyday chores. Write each idea on a popsicle stick and place them in a cup. Encourage family members to pull out an action stick when they have spare time and complete the tasks to demonstrate responsibility.
Okay, well, and yeah, we have some ideas listed there, don't we? Why don't you read maybe the first two ideas?
Okay, organize the church's bookshelves and find 5 items in the house to donate.
Mm-hmm. Some of the other ones that I see are, you could even clean out your junk drawer, go on a neighborhood walk and pick up trash, weed the garden. There's lots of ways that you could brainstorm together as a family to show responsibility. Thanks so much for giving us that character dare. Even though responsibility is serious business, we don't always have to just be serious. So we're going to take a little time here to tell a few jokes. Jack, do you have one for us today?
Why did the broom decide to go to bed?
Why?
Because it was very sweepy.
All right, Ellie, do you have one for us?
Yes, I do. What does the cloud wear under its raincoat?
I don't know. What?
Thunderwear.
We've got one more. Trinity, is this yours?
Why can't Elsa from Frozen have a balloon? Because she will let it go, let it go.
That's a good one. Well, I promised my co-host that we would take a little time at the end here for some shout outs. And so let's see who has a shout out that they want to do. All right, Ellie, you go first.
I want to give a shout out to my brother, Jason Pearson, in first grade.
All right, Jack.
I have a sister in kindergarten in Miss Kaufman's class. Her name is Clara Nichols, and I wanted to give a shout out to her because she is working really hard, and I saw her owl in art, and it was really good.
Oh, and that's such a cool compliment for her, too. Nice. Trinity.
A shout out to my mom, Michelle, who works at Raise the Bar and works very hard and is very responsible.
Awesome. Izzy.
I want to give a shout out to my brother Thomas Bridgman, who is trying to get his math work done and everything that he has to do in school.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's showing lots of responsibility, isn't he? All right, Max.
I want to give a shout out to my little sister Anna, who's in second grade this year, I think, in Mrs. Heinrich's class.
All right. Very good. All right, Cannon, do you have one?
Shout out to my teacher, Mrs. Bowles, because she's super amazing and super responsible.
Ah, yes, she is. Okay, Max, we are ready to wrap up this first episode of the Character Crew podcast. Why don't you wrap it up and bring us home?
And that's all for this month's episode of the HES Character Crew Podcast. We'll be back next month with new co-hosts to talk about our new word, honesty.
All right, good job, everybody. Yay!